Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to The Happy Hour.
Hola.
With Nick Sainert.
Tú eres un bueno worker.
And Enrique Alvarez Clary.
Sí, yo muy bueno worker.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You speak English?
Yes, I'm really good at English.
Okay, good. Me too. Get in the car.
Welcome back into the Happy Hour, 93.7, theticketfm.com. Nick Sainert, Rico, Austin Orman, Eric Strickland with you. Gentlemen, what's up?
What's up?
Thank you. There it is. Thank
you. You guys like this camera angle? I think I'm going to go with this because it hits all of us.
Whoa. We're kind of tall.
It's a new one.
Yeah, it's that camera right there.
That one.
Hey.
Hello. Anyway, how we doing, Stricky?
Good, man. Hey, I got to see my guy today.
Who's your guy?
Thunder Knight Collins.
Okay. My guy. That is true.
It's not your guy. It's my guy.
That's my guy.
Solo.
Oh, there it is.
Thunder Knight Collins.
Thunder Knight Collins. He's in the building. What are you talking about?
See, yeah. That's what we love about, you know, being here on 11th and 0. Sometimes they love meal just like we do.
I've had two meal today.
You had two meal?
I had two meals.
I got two meals. One for the...
I don't know what they're for.
Street.
Talk to me. Nothing.
Domino's?
Nothing going on. What are you talking about, bro?
Anyway.
I'm on my computer. I'm trying to turn this off.
I could.
Your phone off?
Could.
Right.
There's a camera behind you, Stricky.
Huh?
There's a camera behind
if
you.
If I wanted to, I could point the
nothing,
camera.
My boy,
right
nothing,
my boy. Nothing.
Unbelievable. What's going on right now?
Anyway. All right. Let's dive in to a couple of Major League Baseball things because
why would we do the Royals.
I want to give you a space, a safe space to talk about the Royals, Austin. Go ahead.
Game at a time. Anyway. I didn't even say the magic words yet.
No.
I did not even say the magic words yet.
Oh, they're winning.
Yeah, it's 5-2.
Oh, my God.
It's 5-2.
Oh, no.
Mikel Garcia, pinch hit single, scored a run.
Guardians.
Tanner Bibby was yapping at the ump for not getting an expanded strike zone.
Okay.
I can't say I saw Cleveland's collapse coming. I can't say I saw the Royals being tied for first place and having a 7-2 record against the Guardians so far this year.
Austin, are you
three games
shots?
Less to play.
Are you taking shots at Mike Schaefer right now?
No, I've never actually met Mike in person, so I don't mean to be rude without, you know, meeting him face-to-face and shaking his hand. I would tell him the same things as I, that I didn't see Cleveland's collapse coming. I didn't see the Royals doing this, but taking both games with a doubleheader, even just splitting it, was more than I could have hoped for, right? Just split the series and you're good. Well, then you win last night, and now you're up 5-2 in the later stages. And here's the thing, the Royals bullpen still has to pitch today, so it's not a sure thing, but I'm trying not to get swept up in the moment, right? Bobby for MVP is obviously what should happen, but the Royals have a chance to become the first team to go from 100 plus losses to winning a division. But that's all gravy, right? They're in playoff position. They have a 5.5-6 game lead on a playoff position right now, and that's even more than I could have asked for. So yeah, I want to dream big. I want to dream about, hey, you're farther away from being out of the playoffs than you are from the best record in baseball right now.
Oh.
That's all fine and dandy. That's so fun and so cool. But I can't allow myself to think ahead. Like, I'm just trying to take it a game at a time, but also not get caught up in the little stuff, right? Big picture, the Royals are so much further along than anyone could have expected. Yeah. This is so fun.
That is
I am just trying to enjoy the ride.
What a guess up. Yeah. What? You know, you know, you are the Cubs.
And Bobby for MVP.
Thank you. Here's what I would say that the Royals, and not to add fuel to the fire, and I'm sure you know this, Austin,
but I'm about to pour gasoline on it.
But for the last three seasons, each team that Will Smith
has been on. Mm-hmm.
Don't.
Has won, the World Series.
Don't.
Yep.
And Will Smith
yep.
is a Kansas City Royal.
Oh, here we go.
Here's the thing. You can't spell Will Smith without IL, which is where I think he ends up sooner than later because of his lack of effectiveness.
That's true.
But he is at least a member of the team.
You also can't spell Will
How
Smith
many seasons
without...
have they lost the World Series with Will Smith on it?
When? They've won it three in a row.
They've won it three in a row, Stricky.
I'm doing
So let me throw this out there. It has been so weird to be a Royals fan because they make the playoffs for the first time in 29 years. They make it to the World Series. Mm. Then the very next year, they go out and win the dang thing.
Yeah.
Now they're on another playoff drought. I still think those 14 and 15 teams were probably better constructed for playoff baseball.
I would agree.
They really helped usher in this era of baseball, what they did with the bullpen. But this Royals offense might be better constructed, mm-hmm. right? The offense hasn't been great, but you have your three best hitters back to back to back, three guys with 90 plus RBI. They can handle fastballs. They can handle off speed. They can handle breaking, all of that. I think the Royals have the star power in the middle of their lineup to make it work. The problem is the Royals' biggest strength has been starting pitching right now. And that only gets you so far, right? If you tell me Cole Reagans goes out and throws seven innings to win game one, I believe you, but the Royals' strength is their depth in starters one through five. And that doesn't get you as far as are your three best guys three absolute horses.
And staying in the AL Central real quick, little news for the Minnesota Twins. Star center fielder Byron Buxton starts a rehab assignment this week with the St. Paul Saints. Who are the St. Paul Saints playing this week? The Omaha Storm Chasers.
Byron Buxton. Who's pitching?
I don't know.
Who's pitching for?
I can't. I don't know tonight. Byron Buxton is planning to play in Omaha or expected to play against the Chasers at Warner Park sometime this week.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. It's pretty cool when big time players like that. But I mean, Byron Buxton is like the probably the face of the Twins.
Ooh. We got Eric Sarantola on the game day post.
Okay.
So if he wants to just go ahead and leave a breaking ball at the kneecap so Byron Buxton gets a bone bruise and is fine next year, that's okay.
What are you doing?
I don't want him to be hurt. I want him to be sore.
I was about to say you can't spell Will Smith without WS, which you also can't spell World Series without WS. But now I take it back. I take it back. How dare you?
There you go. I want nothing but the best for Byron Buxton over the offseason.
By the way, shout out to I have to because he's from my high school. Shout out to current St. Paul Saints player Michael Hellman.
Michael Hellman playing
in Omaha this week with the St. Paul Saints. Former Pius X Thunderbolt ended up going to Hutch. Walked on at Hutch. Ended up winning the National Junior College Player of the Year. Then went to A&M. Then got drafted and now is playing with the St. Paul Saints in the AAA affiliate.
How many people call it Pius X versus Pius the 10th?
A lot of people call it Pius X. If you are from Pius the 10th, you know that it's like criminal to call it Pius the 10th. Pius X.
It's Pius X. That's what I used to do.
It can just be Pius.
That's what I used to do all the time in track. I'd be like, oh, look, it's the Pius X folks.
And so they Roman would, numeral they
get,
10. Also,
they would get so
mad. Die, Rico.
They would get so mad.
Thank you. Thank you, Streaky.
What
you
also, I'm just going to call out both of your like school mascots because
what are, don't you dare.
What the heck is a thunderbird?
You and know also what it
there
is
no such thing as a thunderbolt. Like it is a lightning
it's a
bolt.
It's a bolt of thunder.
There's no such thing as a bolt of thunder. It's a lightning
bolt.
It's a
phoenix lit up by thunder and we come in a thunder dunk you wherever we come and see you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you look it up, a thunderbird is a deity. It's like a god that the Americans would revere. So that's why Bellevue West is always so much better
facts
than Bellevue East.
Because you're heathens?
Because we are deities.
Yeah, we're demigods.
What's up, dog?
Okay. Oh, you better let them know.
What's coming up?
You're a crusader!
Hey, speaking of Lincoln Lutheran, Lincoln Christian, this Friday night, 7 p.m. kickoff, myself, Jay Foreman.
Just because of that, you're taking an L.
We are working on holding the sword.
The sword.
We are working on a photo.
They know people that know people.
Yes. Nick, we are working on arranging a photo op with the sword.
Nick, I told you, and I think Austin and Strick will back me up on it. Don't let Jay hold the sword. It's dangerous. Don't let Jay hold the sword.
Jay makes too many Game of Thrones references for me to be fully comfortable with the sword.
Exactly.
But maybe in a controlled environment, he can hold it and be okay and get like the urge out of his system and he'll be good.
Jay might think you're the Ice King or what was it called? The White King? The Ice King? The one that had the like little horns?
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
I think what they called him.
Jay's gonna sit there with the sword, just go.
He's gonna think you're the Ice King, and he's gonna try to go on.
Yeah,
because the only way you can kill the Ice King, you gotta take his head off.
No, we gotta see. We're not gonna mess around. This is why it's important that Strix's not there.
Because you and Jay are professional.
It's because Jay and I will be professional about it. We're gonna hold the sword the way that they tell us. Hopefully the sheath is still on there. If there is a sheath,
no. So it sits on like a wood plaque and has just like two little support stanchions to hold it.
I'm doing like King Arthur. I'm putting it in a rock and I'm pulling it out. Pause.
What's coming up on the show today?
Is it sharp?
Well, we will talk about Pro Football Focus's Big Ten quarterback rankings because you got me my Royals itch scratched. I appreciate that. Evan Bland of the World Herald at 2:30. Panini partnering with three colleges for trading cards.
That's right. Not the sandwich. The card company.
And Nebraska's one of them. What does it mean for the Huskers? And then today is our hot takes and bold predictions day. We'll start with the offense, then we'll do the defense. So that'll be the second hour of the show.
Ours is tomorrow. Ours is tomorrow.
Would you buy a Dylan
Rayola? I'm not going to see you no more tomorrow.
We got an exciting couple of days coming up. John Tyker of UTEP football, the voice of the Miners, will join us tomorrow at 1:30. Friday, we got weekend picks at 1:30 as well. A lot of stuff coming down the road here in these next couple of days of the happy hour. We'll step aside on the block with Strick and Austin coming up next.
Adios.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.